podcast. So this week we're going to be talking about settling down young. I'm your host Sim, and before we get started with this week's episode, I just want to let you guys know that if you head over to the Seriously Official Instagram, that's SRSLY Official. In the link tree in the bio, there's the links to all the Seriously socials, so the YouTube channel, all the other available avenues for the podcast, like the Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. The TikTok, if you like to follow that, there's cute short content there. And then there's also the Ko-fi, if you want to follow that and donate me some money, buy me a coffee, so that I can like continue making content for you guys. If not, you can get started with this week's episode. So today I'm joined with...
Yeah, so I'm Shaira. I'm 22 this year, turning 23 next year. I'm a digital consulting associate at the moment, so I'm working full-time. And I'm married and expecting a little boy on the way.
Okay, cool. So like, so Shaira, you got married at 21 years old, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess maybe it will help the viewers to like have a little bit of backstory of like how you and your husband met and like how old you were and like how all of this happened, like how you guys got engaged, how you decided to get married.
Okay. Yeah, so I actually met my husband when I was 18. So we actually met on a dating app lah. So that's very like Gen Z of us, right?
Yeah.
So we met on the dating app, and then we kind of just started talking to each other. At that point, I actually just came out of like a relationship like maybe a few months before. So I wasn't really looking for anything per se, but eventually as we were talking and everything, realized that we kind of had the same goals to eventually settle down, and I felt that like our personalities kind of were different, but we kind of complemented each other very well. So from there we decided to meet, and then so things just hit off lah, and eventually we started dating. So that was like when I was 18. When I was 19, which is like a year later, we kind of started talking about, you know, what our future plans were, and we kind of decided that, yeah, we would like to settle down with each other lah. So at 19, we decided that, and then I think at about 20, so like that is like 2 years ago, we decided to get engaged. So it wasn't like a big ceremony or anything, but we just had our families come together, and then we spoke about like when the wedding would be, just a simple ceremony, and then we got engaged. Yeah, so we got engaged for like about a year, and then in last year December, that's when we got married. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like your husband like a lot older than you. Are you guys like the same age?
So he is turning 27 next year. We are 4 years apart. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, like, before, like, the proposal, did y'all have, like, a proper conversation, like, being like, so, y'all both ready for this, and then that's why he proposed, or, like, was it more, like, an unspoken kind of thing?
Mm. So, actually, fun fact, there was no, like, proposal or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Okay. We kind of, like, mutually decided, like, over one of Yeah, so, like, to answer your question, of course, we did speak about certain things, right? So we have to align on things like, you know, kids, how our living arrangement would be like, stuff like that, right? And I guess also in terms of like morals, lah. So like if we had kids, if we were living together, then how would we split our responsibilities and all that? We had that chat way before we decided to get engaged. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so then how do you guys know that this was, like, the time for you? Like, y'all were actually ready for this to, like, take the next step?
Mm, so, fun fact, when I met him, I was still in poly. But in 2019, yeah, I graduated. And actually, I was supposed to go to uni. So, if I had gone to uni, right, then it wouldn't have been a good time, lah, because I would be studying for another 3-4 years. Yeah, but 3 days into going to uni, right, I decided that like the learning style wasn't really for me. So I decided to drop out. And that's where I started full-time work. So I think because I started full-time work and then, you know, started having like a more stable income and also starting my own business, that's where I realized like, you know, we want to settle down. we are financially stable enough to do that. And I think emotionally as well, like emotional stability is also very important, right? So I think at that point, we were quite like comfortable with each other already. And then like there was no like emotional baggage that was too heavy to carry such that we wouldn't be able to commit to a marriage. Yeah. So that's where we realized that, you know, this is something that we can go for lah.
So like when you guys were engaged already, right? Like when y'all announced to your families, how did they react?
So actually, my family was very supportive. I mean, they understand that like, yeah, I am still young. Like I was like, what, 19, 20 at that age, right?
20, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, quite young, quite young.
Yeah, and so they were like, of course they asked me like, why? Like, have I thought through the decision? But at the end of the day, they were actually very supportive. So I'm very grateful for that. As for his family, I mean, at that point, he was already 24 lah. So his family was also very supportive of it. We had been together for like 2 years, right? So I think they didn't really have a lot of worries lah.
Does it help that like they already like you guys as like a couple and they like you as spouses for each other? Do you think that they like...
Yeah, I think that helped because even in the 2 years before when we were like just dating and boyfriend, girlfriend, right? I visited his family. He often came to my place also. So they had gotten to know like each other as well. So it was very comfortable, I would say. And yeah, of course, that helped with them agreeing to us settling down together.
Okay, this is like a weird question because I'm curious, but like it's a devil's advocate kind of question. But like, for example, like if like they didn't like, if they weren't supportive, right? Like, how do you think that you have reacted? Like, would you have still like gone through it, or is like family approval very important to you?
I think for us, family approval is like very important. So to get their blessings was like the first thing lah. So if they had said no, I think we would have tried to convince them first, you know, like let them know why we think we're ready, and then hopefully they would have agreed. Yeah.
No, honestly, like I get that because like I watched a show before. I don't know if a lot of people know because it's like a very 90s show. It's called Boy Meets World, but they got married quite young on the show because they were like together since like I think season 2 or something, and then they like thought that they were each other's love of their life and whatever. Then after that, like when they wanted to get married, right, like the parents were against it. Then they wanted to like go elope, but they couldn't get through with it because they like really really wanted the family approval, and they wanted to like show them that like they're not just making like a rash decision, and that they really are truly like in love. They want to make it work and all that. So that was like I think the first time that I watched a show with like people getting married young, which is like, yeah, that's why I asked the family question, because I think like that's something that most people actually like have concerns about also, like whether their family will actually like approve it, you know. But of course there's people that might not give a shit lah and just do what they want, because there's like two sides to everything. But yeah, so that's the family side, right? Then for your friends, did you like have a positive reaction as well?
Yeah, I would say my friends were quite supportive, at least those that were closer to me. I think those that like weren't really close to me, like they didn't really follow my life's journey. They were a bit more skeptical. You know, saying like, oh, you're you know, settling down so young, there's still so much to live for and yeah, like be free, yeah, and all that, right? Which I get that point of view as well. But I guess for me, I had everything else pretty much down, right? Like, I was already working full-time. I wanted my own freedom as well. Yeah, I wanted to take on my own responsibilities. And that kind of contributed to why I wanted to settle down early as well.
Mm, yeah, but I think you're right. Like, there's definitely, like, people that will probably be very skeptical. So, which we'll get into later, because I've asked the audience for some, like, concerns that you might have. So, like, personally for me, right, besides you, right, I don't know anyone in my life who settled down young. So, like, that's why, like, when I saw your Instagram, right, and I was, like, I think one of my friends showed me, because, like, we're from the same school, right? So, like, one of my friends showed me, like, our mutual friends, like, and then I was, like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, I wasn't, like, judgy about it, because I'm, like, you know, you do you. Because, like, if you found someone and all that and you're happy, then, like, why not, right? But personally, I don't know anybody else. But like, do you happen to know like anybody else who's also like settled down young like you?
I think there's a few of my friends or like Instagram followers who settled down pretty young. I would say like early 20s. But I don't think anyone who settled down as early as I did.
Okay. Actually, to you, right, do you like think that there should be a number to marriage? Like, do you actually think that there's a quote-unquote young? Because I think one of my friends was telling me that actually there's no such thing as like young in air quotes, because it's like if you're ready, you're ready kind of thing. So do you like have that mindset?
Yeah, I would agree with that lah. Because I feel like everyone kind of has their own timeline. So when it comes to marriage, it's really not about age. I mean, of course, like you have to be of the legal age lah. But other than that, I think it's really assessing your own like maturity, your emotional stability, your financial stability, and also of course if your own partner is ready to take the step ahead with you. So I don't think there's too young an age to get married, or too old in fact. Yeah, it's really when you are personally ready for it.
Okay. And then with that being said, right, have you faced like any like stigma or like judgy experiences from people since you got married quite young? Because I think there's some stigma against it.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a stigma. I haven't personally experienced like outright judgment or like, I don't know, disgust or whatever when I told someone. But I know that, you know, some relatives perhaps, or even some friends, they would have this other opinion, right, that marriage should come a bit later on. What you should focus on first is like your career, yourself, your studies, you know, owning a car maybe, like for some, right? So there's these different milestones that take more priority to them, which is completely valid, yeah. But I think if marriage is one of your priorities, then that's fine as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting also, because like my grandmother, she got married when she was 16, right? And like last time the culture, okay, but this is like more Indian lah, but like last time the culture for Indian people is like to get arranged marriage really young and to have a family, and like for girls to not prioritize like their education and whatever. And then at my mom's generation, like straight out of uni she got married, so like around like 24 25. But then like now, like if I talk to my friends, right, like if I ever like bring up the 24 25 thing, everybody just be like, that's way too early, like we haven't even like finished uni or like not financially stable and all that. So it's like kind of interesting to me how like as like the generations go by, the age just gets higher and higher and higher. Like the new normal now is like 28 to 30,
yeah.
And even then like people think 30 is like the new 25 kind of thing. So it's like, yeah, I mean, maybe that's why like the stigma is there, because like society always does like what most people are doing, like just the convention. So like if you break it, then people will be like, why are you doing that kind of thing? And I think something people also like brought up to me was that because like divorce rates have been increasing, especially with like the younger generation and stuff like that, and sometimes when people get married young, things don't work out. So I guess like, has there ever been a fear of yours that like, what if you guys don't work out since you're like settled down quite young?
I mean, of course, like the thought has crossed my mind, right, before, like even when we were deciding when to get married and all that. In fact, when we attended our marriage course, so basically if we want to get married, right, we have to attend this marriage course. It's like very highly recommended. So they will teach us things like, you know, how to manage your finances, how to manage each other's emotions and all that. They actually shared that, I think if I'm not wrong, it was like out of like 5 marriages or something, at least one will end up in divorce. Yeah, so I think it was a very real fear. But at the end of the day, I think if you just, you know, communicate with each other, keep your priorities right, like put your family first, I think generally we should get by lah. Yeah, and I think, yeah, it also has to do with like responsibilities, right? Like if maybe in the olden days it was like a norm for like the woman to always do all the chores at home, then the guy go out to like get money, right? Yeah, but like now I think it's more of a partnership. I feel like most people who got married earlier or younger or now, they would see it as a partnership, where both people are working, so both people also do the chores. and yeah, just help each other out.
Yeah, that's pretty, like, that's a very valid point, actually. So that's, like, more about, like, the how to juggle the responsibilities side, like, the adulting responsibilities in a sense, right? Because you guys have to, like, do your own chores, wash your own, like, dishes, wash your own clothes, everything. So how about, like, the financial aspect? Like, how do you guys, like, deal with that?
Mm. So for us, we've seen, like, different ways that people manage their finances. So for us personally, what has worked for us is when we get our salary, right, we have a joint account and then we put like a specific amount into it every month. So we put in the same amount and then this amount is used for like our bills, our groceries, even like if we go out and eat and all that, we use this amount. And then whatever is left, that's our like joint savings in that sense. And then we also have our own savings where we can use for like our own personal hobbies and all that, so that we also have, you know, our own time to do our own things. It's not always about like doing things together. I think everyone needs their alone time also, so that's how we manage our finances. But I also know that there are some people who what works for them is like if the guy is the sole breadwinner, right, then they might give their salary to the wife, and then like she will manage like all the finances. So I think, yeah, it's different for different people, but for us, what has worked is like to do it together.
Because you're both working full-time, right? Mm, so like, yeah, that helps. Okay. Yeah, so that was like one of the concerns that people brought up, like, you know, the financial aspect, because you have to pay the bills. There's other hidden costs as well. And then like, I guess money for housing is another concern that people have. So like, how do you guys like deal with that housing issue?
So for us, our living arrangement now is that my grandma and my grandpa, they actually have a house that they initially were renting out. So I think we are quite privileged to have this option, lah, because I know a lot of couples who end up living with their in-laws, right, like temporarily because of the housing issue. Yeah, for us, we are living in my grandparents' house, and then they are living with my parents. So we have our own space. But that being said, we are applying for like the sale of balance flats as well. We tried once last year, I mean this year, and then like it wasn't successful. So hopefully next year we'll get it, lah. Yeah, so like for my husband, he's been working for at least like I think 5 to 7 years. For myself, it's been like about 3 to 4 years. So in terms of like financing the housing, I think we should be good. Like there's sufficient amount in our CPFs, and of course we also cannot have too high of an expectation. So what we applied for was a 4-room flat, yeah, just sufficient, you know, for us, and when the baby comes, then later on he'll have a room for himself. Yeah, so that's our thought process, lah.
So like, I guess from what I'm taking from you is that like communication is super super important, because you have to like be on the same page about how to use the money and like be aware to live within your means, lah, so that you guys like can actually like afford to pay things on your own.
Yeah, I think it's about communication and also honesty, because if you are not transparent, right, about even how you're spending your own money, the one that's not in a joint account, then that can lead to problems also.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so like I guess another thing that people always ask is the emotional aspect. So like, how do you guys ensure that the relationship is still like stable, and like if you guys fight, like how do you guys deal with it, since like now you're married, you can't just like, oh, I want to break up with you, that kind of thing.
yeah so we kind of have this rule, or at least I like internally I have this rule for myself. In our relationship, there should be at least 80% or 90% of happy moments, and only 10% of the time should be like bad moments or arguments and all that. Yeah, so honestly, we've been married for like 1 year now, right? And I would say there's no like big arguments that we've had ever. It's always like the small petty arguments that resolve itself within like an hour max. Yeah, so I think how we resolve is that sometimes you can't really solve the issue on the spot, like immediately. Sometimes it's good to take a break, just have a bit of your alone time to calm down before you actually come together and talk about it. So I think that's how we have approached all our arguments. And if say we don't see eye to eye on something, right, then we kind of hash it out by like communicating our point of view, yeah, with each other, and then come to like a consensus lah on what is the compromise to be made. And that has worked out so far.
Okay, that's, and honestly, that's really, really great advice for like whoever's listening and you're like interested in that question. I think that's really great advice. Yeah, so how about like the aspect of like, I guess because I think when I was asking the question, like my audience is like quite young. So I think a lot of people's concern is like, you know how like if you're in a long-term relationship, like sometimes things can get stale. So they're like, oh, how do you like deal with that? Like, how do you make sure like, you know, there's no regrets and like you're not like bored?
Yeah, I think this is like a problem that every marriage might have like, if they don't put in the effort, right? So personally for ourselves, like my husband, he works shifts. So sometimes he works night shift, then sometimes day shift. So there may be times where we don't actually meet each other for like 24 hours or more, you know? Yeah, because I'm working like office hours. So, I mean, how we manage it is, I mean, firstly, it's a lot about understanding and empathy. We have to understand that work is work. And, like, the work schedule is not something that you can control, per se. So, it's to really understand that it's not intentional that the other person is not spending time with you during certain periods. But I think the second part is also about putting in effort when you do have the time. I think it may not be like big things like, oh, always going out on a date or a dinner date. Sometimes you're just tired, right? So it can be just little things like letting the other person know that you appreciate them. Things like just watching Netflix or Disney Plus together, just spending some time together, yeah. And checking in like, with the other person, how they're feeling, how they're doing, and so on. But that being said, when it comes to special occasions like birthdays and anniversaries, we tend to maybe spend a bit more, maybe go on a staycation and then just eat meals together, just so that, you know, we can get to spend that time together when we have it.
I think we covered this a little bit also already about like the responsibility aspect, about how you guys have to like talk about how to split up the chores and everything. But other than that, right, because like, for example, for me, like my priorities in life right now is like my uni, and then like whatever, like hobbies or whatever, and like just myself, right? But for you, like your priority is like your family, like your new family, like your husband and like your kid along the way. So like, how do you juggle like the added responsibility at like a younger age?
Okay. So I would say right now, my two biggest priorities are family and I wouldn't say work is like a super big priority, but it's an important part of life, right? Yeah, to me, work is work and it's a means to an end. Yeah, so if you say like, how do I juggle the responsibility, I would say always put family first. That's what I like personally hold myself to. Not just like my family as in my husband and my baby on the way, but also like our families, like his parents, my parents. Yeah, so how we kind of juggle that is at least once a month, right, we will go visit his parents because we live in Yishun, then they live all the way in Boon Lay. So we try our best lah to go there when we can, go and visit them and spend some time with them. And I think he also always like communicates with them very often, like maybe daily, you know. So keep that relationship close. And then for my side, because my family lives in Yishun, so we tend to get to see them a bit more. Yeah. So we visit them, have meals together. I speak to my mom like on video call quite often, I would say like at least 3-4 times a week. Yeah. So that's how we keep that relationship close. In terms of friends though, I feel like we could improve. Because I feel like I meet my friends like once every 6 months maybe, which is quite terrible. So in terms of juggling that, I have to be honest, I haven't been really good at that. Same for him lah, he doesn't meet them very often unless there's special occasions. Yeah, so not everything is perfect. When you put your family first, there are sacrifices that you will make along the way, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a very valid point, because I think people will like the concern that some people have is that like they'll be growing up too fast, or like they won't have time for their families, or they'll have to like, they can't travel anymore, they'll have to give up on their dreams and stuff like that. But I guess it's about like a compromise kind of thing in a sense, like which one's more important to you. And I also don't really agree with the fact that if you get married young, you have to sacrifice like yourself lah. I think that you can definitely like still travel and chase your dreams if your partner is like, if y'all can figure out something that works, you know.
Yeah.
That's like my take on it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think we would want to travel also, right? But yeah, COVID is what's stopping us lah, not the marriage.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes people like, I mean, it's a very valid concern, but I feel like sometimes people just take it to like the extreme, like marriage means like prison. But it doesn't necessarily have to mean prison. I think if you find like the right guy or girl, whoever, then like you'll be like, it's possible to make it work. Because I think people had like this concern of like the regrets thing also, like how to like 100% make sure that this person is the one. But also like how can you, like I'm sure that someone is 100% the one. I mean, the best you can do is just try to like find someone that's super compatible with you and like make it work. Or like you love each other and make it work. That's like my mindset on it lah. I don't think there's like a Mr. or Mrs. Perfect out there. Yeah. In a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that lah. Yeah, a lot of people ask me like, how do you know he's the one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I told him I don't. I didn't know when I decided this. I just know that our personalities clicked. We have the right priorities, as in like the same priorities, same morals. And yeah, at the end of the day is really making it work lah. Like I know it's a bit cliche, like some people say, you know, marriage is like all about love, but actually it's not. Love is one part of it, but it's also your compromise, your understanding of each other, trying to make it work constantly. It takes effort. Yeah.
I think I read this quote before that says like it's not about like love is a choice kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So like you choose actively every day to like wake up and like continue to love this person. In a sense, so I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I think contrary to popular belief, right? Like you were saying, people think that marriage is a prison, correct? But in my own experience, I feel like it has brought me more freedom. In that sense, to be my own person, to love who I want, and to actually live every day knowing that this is my choice.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I kind of get that too. Cause I've like recently talked to some people who like got married. Like older people lah, but I can see that they're like a lot happier when they have like their own space to like do things, and like they're no longer like living with the parents or whatever. Like more freedom lah, in a sense. Yeah. And I think we did cover the independent aspect. Like you mentioned how like you guys also still have alone time for each other. Like just because you're married doesn't mean that you have to spend 24/7 with each other. Like y'all have work and y'all also like carve out time for yourself. Maybe you can like meet friends more often, but like you're still like at least like you're still have some alone time, like in a sense.
Yeah, that's right. So and I think alone time is not exactly just about, you know, spending that time physically alone. Sometimes we can be on like the same bed together, right? Just sitting down but doing different things. So he could be like playing FIFA, then I can be like, I don't know, playing Shopee Candy or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's something that's important to us also.
Okay. So like thank you for like answering all the concerns that people had. So I guess you wanna like just run through like how you think your marriage is going, like the good things that can be improved, and like also talk about like the fact that you have like a baby along the way, how that's like making you feel.
Yeah, so I think, like I said, the past 1 year has been great. I would say 95% of the time has been like happy moments, which is such a great thing lah. It's not what I expected, because when you want to get married, right, especially when you want to get married early, there's some people who will tell you, hey, you must be careful. Later, you will, once you live with your partner, then you know their true colors. It's something that people always say to you. But what I've realized is that I've gotten to know him before that well enough, such that after we got married, it wasn't a concern that, you know, he would quote-unquote show his true colors. He, in fact, I would say, like, he's a better husband than he ever was, like, a boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, so that's so sweet.
That's great for us, lah. I think, we just have to be honest to each other, transparent, communicate if we are feeling like a little off about certain things, and usually it works out fine. So yeah, the past one has been great. And then when it comes to like the baby, right? So I mean, it was not a planned thing lah. So I actually wanted a baby like maybe 1 year after we got married. So I mean, technically I kind of got that wish, right? Because the baby's coming in February next year. It has been a year or so. Yeah, so it's of course nerve-wracking because like you know, like I'm still 22, next year 23, and I'm gonna be a mother. There's no manual to motherhood. Yeah, you just have to learn things along the way, just get advice from the people who have been through it. Yeah, so I'm quite nervous about the whole experience, but at the same time excited, because every time we go for like our doctor's appointments and all, it's just really cute lah to see him kicking on the whatever you call that thing, on the monitor. Yeah, so very excited and nervous at the same time, but I think we'll take it as it goes. As long as we are there for each other, I think it'll work out fine. Yeah, in terms of like what we would improve on, right, I think it's really the friends aspect. Like, I can't be meeting my friends like 6 months, you know, every 6 months. Yeah, and maybe to also expand our circle. Because like for me, after poly, I didn't go to uni, right? I just went to work. So like right now, I have like what, my colleagues and my two poly friends who I keep in touch with regularly. But beyond that, I don't really have a big circle of friends. Likewise for him, his friends were all from like school, so and his past work lah. So yeah, maybe one thing is to like socialize more, maybe make mutual friends also, because we don't have that many. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess now like I'll be kind of just sharing like what the audience said. So actually I went on the Instagram. So if you haven't followed the Instagram yet, I always ask questions to try to involve you guys in. So if you guys want to have like a voice in the episodes, then should go follow the Instagram. I always post stories. So basically for this episode, I posted stories on like, first of all, I asked people, would you want to settle down at a young age, which 78% voted no, not surprising to me. And then when I asked them why or why not, the concerns were exactly like what we discussed. So financial concerns, finding the right guy, restraint on the freedom, like your career freedom, traveling, personal growth, those kind of things. And also like, they don't want to take care of someone else. They just want to prioritize themselves. They don't want to like take care of like a partner, kids, whatever. And they also don't want to have like, they don't want to be tied down. So they don't want to like deal with like the whole commitment aspect. They want to like just be committed to themselves. So like those were like the main concerns that people had. And then when I asked people what they considered young, is they considered less than 25 years old young. So that's pretty like common. And then most people's ideal age to get married is 27 to 30, like more on the higher end. And some people also said that they wouldn't want to get married unless they like live together first, which I've done an episode on that if you guys want to go and check that out. But I think that's like a new thing that's happening now, where people want to cohabit before they get married to like test drive, or like some people don't even believe in marriage. So like I got like a mixed number of responses, but I think from this episode we kind of did cover like the concerns that people had and like how you dealt with it. And like I think people listening can like also get your perspective on it and not just be like close-minded on it. They like, they can see the other side of it more clearer lah, because like now they're actually hearing someone like with real life experience sharing on it. So it might help to alleviate like those concerns or like battle like those stigmas. But still, personally for me, even after listening to this episode, I think it's just because of like the person I am, that I don't think that I can settle down that young. Like for me, I'm in the, like my ideal age is 28 to get settled down, or to be financially stable, whichever comes first. Because I think that for me, like my parents did a really good job with providing for me. So like I'm very grateful for like the house that I have. I'm very grateful that my parents like they didn't ever like have financial concerns with me. I think I'm very blessed. So I think like for me, that's something that I want to continue. Like I don't want to like put myself in a position where I cannot afford yet to like live on my own or get married and stuff like that, and I want to like be able to afford like a nice wedding, I want to be able to afford a nice house. So I think like that's like my main concerns, and also like personal wise, like my growth, like I don't think that I think I need to work more on myself first before like I can like fully commit to someone else, because I have so many like baggage and issues like that I don't want to bring into a marriage with someone else. So until like I feel like I have reached a stage where I have like grown enough and like I can be a healthy partner, a healthy wife to someone, then I would like consider taking like that next step. But that's just like my personal concerns, because like everybody's different and like everybody grows at different ages and matures at different stages. And like to find someone that's suited for you might not be the easiest thing. Like a lot of my friends tell me they cannot even find a guy, or like they want to just like BDO with their friend first because they like they want a house but they haven't found a guy yet. So like different people have like different issues and concerns. But with that being said, don't think you should judge people that do settle down young, because like to each their own. If they're happy, then let them be. And also like I think it's good to like hear both sides also lah, because like even if you don't agree with it, like you should still like respect someone else's opinion. So I hope that with this episode, you guys were able to hear like a new perspective that you might not have heard before. And thank you so much, Shaira, for sharing your story and like answering all the questions, being super transparent. But yeah, other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. If you guys like this kind of episodes, let me know. And if not, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Have a good week. Bye.